good morning. It's lovely to be with you this morning. And I want to ask you as a question. Does anyone know what this word means here? Anyone know what this word here means? Can anyone say it? A phobia. That's right. Now, that's a bit of a complicated word, a phobia. Now, does anyone know what the word phobia means? It's a difficult word. Phobia. You ever heard of it before? No. Well, the word phobia means something that you're afraid of. So I am afraid of heights. I don't like heights. So I have a phobia of heights. Now, is there anything here anyone here is afraid of? Is afraid of anything? No, you're all really brave. You must be afraid of something. What are you afraid of? And sometimes people have fears that no one else finds scary. Sometimes I had a friend who went to school with me, and he was afraid of something very strange that no one else I knew was afraid of. He was afraid of tomato ketchup. And if anyone went near him with tomato ketchup, he would go mad. He couldn't cope with it. Then, do you have any fears like that? Maybe things that no one else finds scary, but you find scary? No? Well, I brought a few names of phobias this morning, and they're things that, well, most people don't find scary, but some people do. And I'm going to see if you can read them out. I'm going to need a few volunteers to come up and hold these up for me. So who wants to come and hold the first one up for me? Do you want to come up? Okay. Now, this one is... Can anyone read that? What does that say? Anyone want to give it a go? No? Pogonophobia. Pogonophobia. Now, does anyone have any ideas? What do you think that's the fear of? Any ideas? Anyone else have any ideas? What do you think this is the fear of? Pogonophobia. No, not pogo sticks or pugs. Was it pugs? Oh, the wee dogs. No, it's not the fear of pugs. Or not the fear of pogo sticks? Anyone else have any ideas what this is the fear of? Well, you have pogonophobia if you're afraid of beards. Beards, so you're afraid of people who have beards. This is what is known as pogonophobia. Okay, now, I'm going to need a couple of volunteers for the next one. Do you want to sit down? And we'll get some more volunteers. So that's our first one, pogonophobia. If you're afraid of beards, you have pogonophobia. So our second one is, right, I need a couple more volunteers. She hasn't been up yet. Anyone else? Do you want to come up? Do you want to come and stand here? And take this one. And now this is only part of the word, so I need another volunteer. Who else wants to come up? No one else wants to come up? Okay, I'll hold the next bit up. So it joins on here. Can you hold both those? Can you hold that at the side? And then there's another bit comes on here. And I really need another volunteer. Come on, someone be brave for me. Who wants to come up? Come on up, right, you hold the next bit on here, and then there's a bit goes on here, and then there's a little bit goes on the end here. So, does anyone want to try and pronounce this one? No? This one is Hippomonstrosis Equipodaltophobia, or something like that, okay. Now, does anyone have any ideas? What do you think this is the fear of? Anyone know? Anyone want to guess? Not the fear of hippos, that's a good guess. Anyone else want to take a guess what this is the fear of? You're right. Hippomonstrosis scripodaltophobia is the fear of long words. If you're afraid of saying long words, and it's very strange that they've gave such a long word to say for a fear of something you have, a fear of long words. Okay, I have one more. So I need one more volunteer. Someone be brave for me. Someone, it's only one piece. Do you want to come up? You want to hold it up? Yeah, come on up. Do you want to? Yeah. Do you want to come up? Okay, I'll just hold it up then. Does anyone want to pronounce this one? What's this one say? Can you read it? Yeah. Phobophobia. So does anyone think they could guess what this is the fear of? Phobophobia? It's not the fear of phones. This is the fear that you're going to develop a fear of something. So you're afraid that you're going to be afraid of something. And it's known as phobophobia. And they're kind of what a lot of people would think were silly fears. Like, there's nothing really scary about beards, or there's nothing really that scary about long words. Or it seems strange to be scared about maybe being scared about something, doesn't it? But then sometimes in life, there are real things that are scary, aren't there? And there's times maybe we go through in life that we don't understand, and difficult things happen in our lives, and there's times that we are afraid, and we wonder what God is doing, and we don't understand. And life can become really, really scary. And the Bible, quite often, in the Bible, lots and lots of the people we read about were afraid. And quite often in the Bible, we read it time and time again, God would appear to people, or angels would appear to people, and they'd say, do not be afraid. See, it doesn't mean that God always takes the scary things away. But if you're a Christian, and you've given your life to Jesus, and you've asked him to forgive you, and to come into your life, and to be your friend, and to be your king, and the one you follow, the Bible promises us that life gets scary at times, but God always promises that he'll be with us. There's a verse in the Bible I want to read, in Hebrews chapter 13, and it says this, God says, I will never leave you or forsake you, so we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper, I will not fear. What can man do to me? And God makes us a promise there. And he makes us a promise when we're afraid that God will never leave us. If we're a follower of God, if we're a Christian, God promises he'll never leave us. There'll be times when it'll be really scary in life. But God promises us he'll never leave us. He's our helper and we've nothing to fear. Now, there's one thing I was taught when I was about your age that I've never forgotten. And I want you to take out your right hand, hold it up, okay? How many fingers do you have? Four and a thumb, yeah, or five. Four and a thumb, or five. And we're going to use each of our fingers, and we're going to remember that promise. What was the promise God made? That he'll... What was it? I will never... I will never leave you. I will never leave you. So I want you to take your thumb. I. Second finger. Will. Never. Leave. You. And if you're a Christian and you've asked God to forgive you and be your Savior, I want you to remember that. And the next time you feel afraid, the next time life gets scary and you wonder what God's doing, I want you to remember that. I will never leave you. And you can trust that God will be with you and that God will help you through that scary time because he promises that he'll never leave us, he'll never forsake us, and that we don't need to be afraid because he's our helper and he'll always be there for us. And that's just what I wanted to share with you this morning. The next time you see or you hear someone talking about a silly fear or a fear that other people aren't afraid of, remember that promise. And the next time we really are afraid about something, remember that promise. God says he'll never leave us. He'll never forsake us.